We'll just do a couple of more. I'm gonna have to get home eventually also. Kina Lamed Beis. The Kina deals with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the author points out many of the details of the Beis HaMikdash and describes how many lost opportunities for Avodas Hashem there are because we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. See, I like to do this Kina because really it's only about the Beis HaMikdash. And most of the time, many of us, myself certainly included, have a very difficult time trying to relate to and feel the avelus of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, Tisha B'Av comes and we try to inspire ourselves. Now we have videos of virtual tours of the Beis HaMikdash. We try our best. We still know that hearing about the other Churbanos and the stories of the individuals still touches us more than the Beis HaMikdash itself. It's hard to feel like we're really in Avelus. I was just in Yerushalayim a couple of months ago. I'm not always sure what I'm supposed to feel like when I go to Yerushalayim. Usually I'm happy. Makom HaMikdash, I tear Kriya, but I'm happy to be there. It's hard, given the last several centuries, to not appreciate that HaKotel Biyadeinu. It's hard to feel a sense of Avelus. I'm reminded of the story of the two soldiers in 1967 who approached the Kotel for the first time. And two of the members of the group were very religious and they were crying uncontrollably at the sight of the Kotel. And there were two others who weren't raised with any Jewish education. And they stood idly by without any tears in their eyes at all. And finally, one of the Chiloni soldiers begins to weep. And his friend turns to him and says, Lama ata boche? What are you crying for? And he says, Ani boche beglal she'in yodea al malev kot. I'm crying because I don't even know what I'm supposed to be crying about. For some people, when they go to the Kotel HaMaravi, it's like going to Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon. You see it, you take pictures. Oh, we see people you haven't seen in years. Went home last night, my wife was listening to a shiur from one of the Rebbeim from her seminary. And I heard him say, girls, whatever you do on the night of Tisha B'Av, don't go to the Kotel. It's going to be, oh, I haven't seen you in so long, so nice to see you. Hi, how you doing? Oh, Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry. Hi, how you doing? You know, people take pictures, it's a souvenir, you buy a souvenir on your way out for the kids. The spiritual connection sometimes gets lost. The ability to connect to God, to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo zaza shechina mikosel maravi. But I think there's more to it. We have to realize that there are a lot of more opportunities that we have to connect to God when the Beis HaMikdash was around that we no longer have nowadays. If you think about how people become Balei Tshuva. So there are two things. There's going to Israel, going to the Makom HaMikdash, going to the Kotel, and there's Shabbos. If you had to ask somebody what the key was that turned them on, that woke something up spiritually inside of themselves, those are the two top answers. Experiencing a Shabbos, going to the Kotel, going to Israel. Can you imagine if this is just one wall of the Har HaBayis, not even of the Beis HaMikdash, and it inspires such feelings? What kind of feelings Kohanim b'Avodasam Leviim b'Duchanim, a functioning Beis HaMikdash, would inspire? If, God forbid, the Kotel were ever lost to us, how dejected would Klal Yisrael feel? And we lost so much more than just one wall, the centerpiece of our religion. So how do we feel avelus? How do we feel a sense of loss? It's the question we started today with. There's a minhag Yisrael, pointed out in Tuesday night shir, there's a minhag Yisrael to remove the knife from the table before Birchas HaMazon. Beis Yosef explains the reason for the minhag is Pamachas haya echad mevarech Birchas HaMazon. There was a guy that was benching. Ukshi gil birchas bonu Yerushalayim, and we got up to the brach of bonu Yerushalayim, v'nizkar churban abayis, and he remembered the churban abayis. Lokach hasakin v'tako bebitno. He stabbed himself to death. Valkei nagul l'salko b'shas bracha, says the Beis Yosef. So we don't want that happening again. So we remove the knife when we say birchas hamazon, when we bench. It's not just that there was a Jew who was willing to do that. That there was a Jew that was so distraught over the Churban Abayis. There's always one Meshuggah, right? It's that Chazal saw that, or if not Chazal, Rishonim saw that and said, this could repeat itself. We better make a Takana, we better make a Gezerah, we better do something to make sure that this doesn't repeat itself. They were legitimately concerned that we're going to feel such a sense of Avelus. It's kedai to connect to whatever we feel most emotional about and try to associate that with the Beis HaMikdash. I connect to, personally, two of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life. One was when my aunt, Zichron Levracha, passed away, and I originally booked my ticket to see her before she passed away and to say goodbye. As it turned out, I got there for the Shiva. And right after the Shiva, they do HaKamas HaMatzeva. They don't wait very long. They walk to the cemetery. What a painful and difficult trip. But I remember my cousin, my first cousin at the time, was 12 years old. 1 month shy of his bar mitzvah. And he visited his mother's kever at the end of Shiva. The crying that I heard then could tear your heart out. But this one cousin, Daniel, just screams out, "Ima, I never gave you the nachas that you deserve. I want you to be proud of me." He can't bring her back and give her more nachas a second time around. We have to realize that on a national level, we do have an opportunity to have a second go around. We sit here today crying, Ribono Shel Olam, we never gave you the nachas you deserved. You gave us a mikdash, you gave us Eretz Yisrael. We just wish we could have the opportunity to give you nachas again. But we know that he will. And that there will be an opportunity. We just have to show him that we want it. And the other story that I relate to, again, for my own personal life, it may be meaningless for everybody else here. Allow me to vent. Was when my uncle, Zichron Levracha, passed away. My grandmother must have been close to 90 years old at the time, about 90. Sitting at the levaya of her bechor, and after the levaya, when they were removing the aron, 90-year-old woman throwing herself on the aron. screaming, Yankel, Yankel. There's no pain in the world like that pain. And we remind ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not only our Melech, he's also our Father. And with all these tragedies that we're mourning, and with the loss of his Beis HaMikdash, he's feeling that pain also. And he's looking for an opportunity to make it end. And we just have to show him that we can relate to it also. That we understand and that we really, really want it. And we need our Beis HaMikdash back. As well as I show.